And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, several exhibits opened up a couple weeks ago. All Louisiana artists in Gallery A, Sean Major, a full collection of her work. Louisiana Voices, six artists, Troy Duga, Amy Guidry, Linda Dotrill, Marjorie Pearson, Melissa Bona, and Lisa Osborne, a collection of Louisiana watercolorists, and an installation by Lake Charles artist Ken Katara. They are having a number of talks surrounding these exhibits. The next one will be on September 29th at 2 o'clock. The six artists will be there to talk about their work. And again, those participating artists will be Lisa Osborne, Amy Guidry, Troy Duga, Melissa Bona, and Linda Dotrill, and they'll talk about their work, Louisiana, and their knowledge of art history and their roots here in this culture. That's September 29th at 2 o'clock. That's a Saturday at the Hilliard University Art Museum. The Hilliard is on the UL campus. It's on St. Mary Boulevard. A screening of the film Glory will take place at the Gaines Center Hall on the third floor of Dupre Library on the UL campus tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. The program is free and open to everyone. In Lake Charles, McNeese Theater's 73rd season will open tomorrow with Aldi Girgis's play The Last Days of Judas Iscariot that will run through the 30th in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater. The second annual Paint the Town Pink event will take place tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Tsunami. This year's event will honor the Pink Ribbon Divas, a support group for breast cancer survivors under the age of 40. For more information, you can go to breastcenterofacadiana.com/foundation. The Eunice Players continue their run of On Golden Pond, directed by Vincent Barra, that will run the 26th through the 29th at the Eunice Players Theater. For more information, the website is eunicplayers.blogspot.com. This Thursday, September 27th, the Friends of the Humanities will spotlight the UL Lafayette Faculty Jazz Combo. It will be a combination lecture and presentation. We'll be speaking with Dr. Garth Alper tomorrow about that presentation. He is a member of the UL Faculty Jazz Combo. And there will be an evening of great tunes in Bro Bridge tomorrow. Anne Savoie will be playing with the Nouveau String Band. That will be Wednesday the 26th, tomorrow evening from 7 until 9 at Café des Amis. Histoire des Acadiennes et des Acadiens is a new publication by the UL Lafayette Press. They will be releasing this book on Thursday, a celebration party at the Blue Moon Saloon, 215 East Convent Street. Zachary Richard has written the book with a team of authors. They will be there to sign copies of the book. There will be music and food, and French immersion students are welcome from 6 until 8 p.m., a special allowance by the Blue Moon Saloon, so you can attend and see this book, which Zachary Richard has written particularly for French immersion students. It is en français. For more information about the book, you can go to the UL Lafayette Press website. In Lake Charles, the annual faculty exhibition sponsored by the Department of Visual Arts will be on display through October 4th in the Grand Gallery. A reception for the artists will be held this Friday, September 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Grand Gallery. That reception is free and open to the public. Also on display through October 4th in the Abercrombie Gallery is a civility exhibition. And the goal of that exhibit has been to engage adults in contemplation and discussion of the importance of community, civility, and compassion in their daily lives. A special benefit for the Lafayette Ballet Theater will take place this Friday, September 28th. It's called A la Prima, and it's quite an event. There's music and dance and a silent auction and food. For more information, you can go to the Lafayette Ballet Theater website, or you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts, where the event will take place. That is 233-7060. You can also get your tickets at the ACA's website, Acadiana Center for the Arts. .com. That's A la Prima to benefit the Lafayette Ballet Theater this Friday, 6:30, September 28th. PASA starts off their season with a special performance of Pride and Prejudice, and lots of other events taking